It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
All right, their podcast is called Sports Meets Beer, and you can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter. Go online, check it out. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Danny.
Well, one of them is in the studio. The other one's at a secret location.
I may or may not be sitting on my couch with my hand in the waistband of my underpants enjoying this beer with no shirt on. That's for you guys to decide.
That's a great visual.
I decide yes.
Yeah.
I decide that's happening.
I decide
Thanks.
that's a correct statement, sir.
Okay, what do we have this week?
We grabbed a beer from a local favorite. If you have not been downtown to 3rd Street Ale Works, it means you probably haven't lived in Santa Rosa.
That's right.
It's been an icon and a staple there for a better part of 15 or so years.
Before the big boom of all of the beer that's in Sonoma County now.
Right. These guys, they were there. They were one of the first ones in Sonoma County. And just come to think of it, it's almost been 20 years, honestly.
Wow.
You know, everyone knows their Bodega Head IPA. That's like their the one. So if you've been to the restaurant, you've been to the pub there, that's what you've probably tried. Because it's one of the very first iconic beers they've made. So we didn't do that this week. Instead, we reached for the Bombay Rouge Red India Pale Ale. Is that what you have in front of you, Brad?
That is exactly what I have in front of me. No, interestingly enough, my wife and I had our first date at 3rd Street Ale Works, a place near and dear to my heart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this is going to be completely biased on your part, then.
Exactly.
Perhaps,
with every sip, he just tears up and tells his wife how much he loves her.
Every sip of beer, my wife tears up, too, but that's a different story for a different show, I think.
Nice. Yeah, we pour this out, and, you know, the beautiful thing about red beers, you traditionally get a really, really good malt.
Mm.
A little bit of that cereal grain, but you get that just a really nice, traditionally like German style malt, right? So you've got that just a clear, distinct flavor. It's not overly hoppy. And for, you know, this again is one of those beers that, like we've tried it before on the show. If you don't like hoppy, bitter IPAs or double IPAs, then this is definitely a good IPA with training wheels because of red in color and because it's so malt forward. Instead of being hop forward, it's definitely easier to stomach and try.
I actually am not a huge fan of this beer, to be really honest with you.
Oh, really?
I love the color of it. It's just that sort of like dark reddish brown mahogany, if you will. It smells like really bright hop in the taste. This is where it starts, like the actual mouthfeel and the taste is where it starts to disconnect for me. It's a really light body beer, which I don't necessarily mind in general. But there's like some really like, there's a strong grapefruit, like peel bitterness, like the pith of a grapefruit. And I don't know, in my opinion, it doesn't really work well with the malt profile. It's got a really strong malt bill here, which I like, typically. But the two things here, for whatever reason, there's a disconnect for me. I'm not really feeling it. I'm going back in.
All right. Yeah. It's that seventh and eighth sip are always the key factors.
As we talked about it a bunch of times on this Beer 30, I'm still working through when I hear hops, I get nervous that I haven't liked previous beer that I've had. But then every time you bring one in and you say it's an IPA or whatever, I'm always like, oh, this is pretty good. So I don't know if that's just because you're educating me and I'm starting to learn it, or maybe you've been making me drink them for weeks now, and so now I'm getting used to it or what it is. But it's almost like something in my brain that was predetermined, and now I'm starting to realize that's not necessarily the case every single time.
Right.
And I got to be honest with you. I'm chasing at the idea that we're holding you hostage and making you drink these beers, Danny. I don't appreciate that. The Sports Meets Beer fanhood does not appreciate that either.
whether it's holding him down and forcing beers on him, or holding him down and forcing him to listen to our podcast. Either way, it's kind of one of the same.
Which is why I need the beers. So
no, come on, come on. Real quick, you know, we already touched on some of these things, but I'm going to go through our tasting profile, the AATMF acronym we used before. You know, the appearance of this thing is unbelievable. Like Brad had mentioned, mahogany, and it almost reminds me of like a maple syrup brown, where it's, you know, it's a little translucent.
Good one.
But you can definitely see that color. You know, the aroma, it is so strong, malt forward. The taste of this thing follows through. It starts with malt. It finishes slightly bitter. For me, and the mouth, you know, the taste, the mouth feel is creamy, it's soft, and then the finish of this thing has just a slight bitterness on your tongue, but not a lot. It only comes in at 7.6 ABV, so it's not overpowering alcohol-wise. You're not going to get a ton of dryness out of your mouth. It's going to be something that's going to be really easy to drink. Probably have more than one.
Yeah, I think the body style of this actually is probably the most appealing part for me because of how light it is. But like I said, there's just some, for me, there's just some kind of disconnect, really.
So around the room and across the phone, I guess we'll go, Brad, you have a maybe a negative thumb.
I'm going thumbs down on this one. Ooh. Not for me.
Write this down. Ooh. Listeners, take note. First time we've had a bad one. You know, and it's funny because traditionally, although I love the ambiance, the location, everything about Aleworks, I've traditionally not liked their beers.
Yeah.
Any of the beers they put out, I just have a hard time with. But I feel like this one actually delivers pretty well. This is one of the first beers I've had from them that I truly liked.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up because maybe it's because I'm not as educated, so I just tasted it and liked it.
It tastes good.
It tastes good to me.
Isn't that what this is all really about, though? I mean, just if you taste it, you like it, that's all you need.
That's right. Yeah. Two thumbs up and a thumbs down. Dun, 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 dun.
Cue the music.
All right, check out their podcast at Sports Meets Beer, iTunes. If you have Stitcher, listen there and find them on Facebook and Twitter. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, thanks for being on, guys.
Thanks, Danny.
I'm going to put a shirt on. Thanks, Danny.
Please.